Welcome to the latest edition of Learn English with Everest. My name is Amy, and in this series, we are telling stories. From inspirational tales of mountain climbing to sea swimming, from spooky ghost stories to musical memories. We hope you enjoy it. This podcast is brought to you by Everest Language School. When it comes to tackling climate change, people often think, I am only one person. How can I truly make a difference? But the answer is a lot. Not only can your small actions make an impact, it can also serve to inspire others. This episode is about climate action, and our first story is about Trasa, a 21-year-old from Cape Clear Island in West Cork. Story 1.
My plans for 2020, like everyone else's, took a big turn back in March. From planning an internship in Vietnam, working with a fair trade cooperative for 5 months, to living at home for 7 months with my parents. I'm from Cape Clear Island in West Cork. It's just 3 miles long and 1 mile wide, and has a population of about 120 people, depending on the time of year. On Cape Clear, like on any island, the most basic of tasks aren't that easy because everything has to go in and out on the ferry. Living here has shaped and strengthened my passion for sustainability. Throughout the year, I took part in several climate actions. One of my personal favourites was the conservation project with my uncle and cousins. We repaired over 400 metres of dry stone wall on our family farm. This was an amazing experience. I learned a traditional skill which has been around for hundreds of years. This has given me a whole new appreciation and perspective for the land and the importance of preserving our natural habitats. I also organised a couple of beach cleanups during spring and summer and received great support. It was also during the lockdown that I worked on my main action, co-founding the first ever Cape Clear Farmers Market. I strongly believe in buying local and in-season food to the best of our abilities. So while I was at home, I realised we were importing all our food from the mainland. Living on an island in a rural area where agriculture is our biggest industry, I questioned this. Why could we not buy at least some of our food from local producers on the island? It was in the weeks that followed that I came up with a solution, with support from others, and we launched the first ever farmers market in July. It ran every week until mid-September. The market gives farmers and producers a place to sell their produce locally and for locals and visitors to buy in season and local produce. We estimate that you can do around a third of your weekly shop at the market whilst also increasing the community's awareness of their food system. At the market, there was a large emphasis put on packaging for both the stallholders and the customers, as we encouraged them to bring their own containers. We received great media reaction to this, as I was involved in 2 United Nations events at the time, speaking about food systems. It just goes to show how one small action can lead to great change. A few things I've learned. 1 is to question things. 2, to take opportunities as they come along. And finally, 3, to make small changes. Because if not you, who? If not now, when?
So, have you been inspired by Trasa's story? Well, here are 10 ways that you can take climate action. And remember, you can just start with one. Story 2.
1. Limit your amount of fossil fuel.
Have a car-free day a week. Walk and cycle for short trips. Reduce your heating thermostat. Change to energy-efficient light bulbs.
2. Climate conversations.
Talk to family and friends about climate change. Listen to them, and through conversation we can help bring everyone along with us. Talk to your politicians and ask them what climate action they are taking to address the climate and biodiversity emergencies.
3. Eat a more plant-based diet.
Save money and improve your health. If cattle were their own nation, they would be the world's 3rd largest emitter of greenhouse gases.
4. Reduce air miles.
By taking less flights throughout the year, you reduce your carbon footprint. Think before you fly.
5. Refuse, reduce, recycle and rot.
Prevent the waste from entering your home in the first place and refuse what you don't need, especially single-use plastics. Reduce the amount of waste you are producing by reducing the amount you are buying. Recycle what you can't refuse, reduce or reuse. And finally, rot or compost. Does your community provide a food waste bin or a composting program? If not, welcome to the wonderful world of home composting.
6. Shop local, organic and fair trade. You should also shop in season where possible.
Look out for your local farmers market. By shopping for local grown food, not only are you supporting local producers, but also reducing how far your food has had to travel.
7. Grow your own food.
Even if you have a small garden or just a balcony, you can have fun watching your delicious fresh food grow. Or why not try your hand at growing a few herbs?
8. Avoid food waste.
1/3 of all food currently goes to waste. So instead of throwing out your food, why not cook up meals in advance and put them in your freezer?
9. Plant trees.
Planting native trees in your area is an excellent way to help remove carbon from the atmosphere, benefiting your locality and the environment.
10. Consume less, waste less.
When you buy less, you in turn are wasting less. This gives you more time to go outside and connect with nature and can make you feel much better than buying stuff. If you are looking for more inspiration, then look no further than Greta Thunberg, who has become a leading voice when it comes to climate change. Not only did she spark an international movement, but she inspired millions to join protests around the world. This is only part of her journey so far. Story 3.
Aged just 15, Greta started protesting in front of the Swedish Parliament building and vowed to continue until the government met the carbon emission target agreed by the world leaders in Paris in 2015. Every Friday she would sit and hold a sign that read, "School Strike for Climate." It started small, but soon her protests went viral, spreading with the hashtag Fridays for Future. By December 2018, more than 20,000 students around the world had joined her in countries including Australia, the UK, Belgium, the US and Japan. She joined strikes around Europe, choosing to travel by train to limit her impact on the environment. Greta then decided to take 2019 off school to continue campaigning and attend key climate conferences and joined other student protests around the world. She even addressed the UN Climate Conference, where she scolded politicians for relying on young people for answers to climate change. She was later named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Thanks to Greta, millions of people around the world have woken up to climate change. Sir David Attenborough summed it up well when he told her she had achieved things many others had failed to do, saying, "You have aroused the world. I'm very grateful to you."
This podcast is brought to you by Everest Language School. You can find the transcript and list of difficult vocabulary from this and all other episodes on our website, everestlanguageschool.com/podcast.